This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a fabulous way to start an hour of the Good Day program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. And the listening to that song brings me around to understanding how important singing is, how important playing music is, no matter where you are in life. If you have an appreciation for any kind of music, you think about the Grammys and all the different types of music that were showcased there, but think about your own life and what you like and whether or not you are able to play, whether you're able to sing. I've never played an instrument, but I can sing and I enjoy it, and it is it's like a mood setter for me. So when I'm in a funky place, like I am kind of right now, I think about all the music. I drove to Pennsylvania and upstate New York, posted a picture of Lake Ontario on my personal Facebook page, Jay, which you can, if you want to post it on the Good Day Facebook page.
I just beautiful.
Was picking up a couple of pieces of farm equipment for the weekend because I decided not to go to California because it would have been, I would have been in the car all the time getting from my daughter's house to my son's house and traveling around. I just know how it is when there is the situation that exists there. Jennifer, in fact, isn't with us today, in part because of the weather. Anyway, so this whole business about music and thinking about the Grammys and thinking about all the different types of music, scientists are working on a project to open up people. Jay's almost 40, so you can fit into this.
Oh, James, we can go for it. I've been saying I was 40 since I was 37. We can go ahead and put me
have you really?
I have. Mm-hmm. Because we
really?
Take more seriously when you enter the next decade, I found.
You think? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, there are 1,000 adults who have told this story, the effect of playing a musical instrument or singing on them. They were studied to find out what the benefits are. About emotions, about your memory, about your cognitive speed of understanding things that you read or that you hear. There were 25,000 people signed up for this project, and it's been running for a number of years. So they've come up with sort of an exciting finding. The findings being reviewed right now by a bunch of people that, you know, have expertise in how your brain works. How your cognition works. The findings show that playing a musical instrument, particularly the piano, is linked to improved memory and the ability to solve complex tasks. This is
astounding.
Executive function stuff. And so if you play now, the older you are, the more you play, you even get more benefits. This particular work suggests that singing is also linked to better brain health, although it may not. There's a lot of social factors that are involved in this. I was part of a choir from when I was in the fifth grade in church, and then later on when I was in college. And I have, to the distress and distraction of people that have been either my bosses on radio stations or people who have carried this program for the past 35, 36, 37, what is it, 36 years, I will sing when so motivated, when so moved, because music is such an important thing, and I'm not interested in trying to pull back and say, it sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like is me being in my happy place, being in my good place. And now I see that it is also very helpful for my brain's resilience and cognitive reserves. There is more research that's being done into this, but the findings, according to one of the people that's running the study, indicate that promoting music education would be a valuable part of public health initiatives. And you know that the government during the George Bush administration, because they wanted to spend money, I can point the finger at this guy and at this was a disaster. The Iraq War wasn't just a disaster because it was the Iraq War. We took $3 trillion out of the economy that was earmarked for education. Directly affected the education of people from that point to this point. Music ed was affected. Phys ed was affected. Mm-hmm. Health ed was affected.
In some places, it was all out.
Civics. Rocks. Yeah, right. So we did, in the name of war, and people say, well, this is a stretch. No, it's not. There's a direct line, a direct correlation in that era after the attack of 2001. Listen, September 11th was something that we all had to and still do deal with. But the way that it was, you know, played out so that we went to war with Iraq, it was nuts, crazy. One of the worst moments in the history, the modern history of our country. And because of that, music activities in schools were unfunded. So they were stopped. They looked at, okay, the U.S. education budget, what can we cut? And those programs were cut. So, you know, if that's the case, and are we getting back to it? I don't see a uniform reversal of that policy and music programs being instituted in public schools around the country. But one of the things that really is, as we get older, if you don't have a good memory, if your mind isn't working, you have memory loss as your brain sort of hardens. You know, there are a lot of ways, not only music, but if you take a lot of fish oil and things like that, it helps to lubricate your brain. Literally and figuratively, all of this stuff helps to keep your brain working. And so I hope they do some more work on this, the impact of this. Music and cognition go together kind of like love and marriage. Yeah. Right? This is a,
well,
this is a direct line.
Videos of people who have lost all of their memories. They don't have a single memory because of dementia, Alzheimer's, stuff like that. They hear a song familiar to them because they were so involved with it, and certain memories start coming back, or they know how to play it. There was one video of an elderly former ballerina who heard, I think it was like Swan Lake or something, and she started doing the movements in her chair. Like, she remembered the entire choreography.
Yeah. That's talking about inspiration, right? There's an inspiration for you. All right, let's move on to the practical problems at Boeing. Here we go again. For the third time in as many weeks, a major problem has been found in the production line of the 737 MAX. And more things. I think I read four articles this weekend. I know how to do it because I fly all the time to determine this was a primer for people who don't want to fly on the 737 MAX. How can you find out what kind of an airplane there is? Well, most airlines will list, when you are making a reservation, for example, when I go to American Airlines and I make my reservations to go wherever, like this week I'm going to Dallas on Thursday to see James on Friday and to attend a funeral of a great friend of mine, and then I'll go on to California. So when I make the reservation, I look not only at times, but I look, because they print on the schedule that's online, what kind of a plane it is. And you can easily see what kind of a plane it is. So when you make a reservation, if you see 730, that most airlines will do like the 737-8. So on the jargon, it'll say 738, which is a 737-8, the MAX 8. Or it'll say 737 MAX. That's how you know But if you don't want to fly in the plane, then you look for another plane. So the problem that they found late last week, a memo was sent to the employees, actually not until late in the weekend, the head of the commercial aircraft unit, and then the supplier of the fuselage and the nose of the jet. It's a company called Spirit AeroSystems from Kansas City. They've apparently not been drilling holes in the right place, according to the memo. So they have to go back through 50 planes, take the nose off of these planes to find out whether they had the holes drilled in the fuselage. So everybody's looking at everything. The holes are misdrilled. This sound, it kind of feels like it's in the weeds because, you know, the average person isn't going to worry too much about whether there's a hole in the right place for a bolt. But because there have been so many other things that have happened around the 737, and even when it's not a 730, anything that happens to any Boeing plane becomes blown way up out of proportion. Like I said to you last week, one of the tires fell off of a 757 that was taking off from Atlanta, and the news media made a big deal out of it. The tire hadn't been put on properly by the maintenance people. It had nothing to do with the plane. It just had to do with the fact that the tire, they changed the tires on the front of the plane, and when they put the tires, it's like you change your tire on the road. You don't tighten up all the lugs properly. Mm-hmm. You know, it would seem kind of simple. You're running an airline, and the maintenance people, you know, Delta is, I think, America's best airline, and they have the best service record, but you know, somebody didn't put the tire on right, so it fell off when it was taking off. No damage done. Nobody got hurt. And so the best way to fix the problem is put the tire on right, and that was the end of that. But the news media, to look at, you'd think that there was a mid-air collision between two planes or something because the tire fell off. Well, Boeing has wrought this on itself because of the beam counters, instead of having engineers run the company like always was the case, when they happened to buy out another big company back 30 years or so ago, McDonnell Douglas was absorbed by Boeing. And so the people running McDonnell Douglas, who didn't do a good job in the first place, somehow got to be in charge of Boeing, and it's been downhill ever since. So hopefully they're going to fix this, because this is a serious problem for travelers, but also for the economy and the psychology of America. It's a big, big company. All right, 18 after on Good Day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Ritha, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner digging around in the social media department so we can understand. Oftentimes when we do this, we are talking about trending items, and there's certainly a lot of stuff about Taylor Swift that's all over the place. But here's something that focuses on Laura Benanti, who's trying to organize a social media ban within her daughter's friendship group. This is a hands-on approach. I don't know. She's an actress. I think she's a Broadway person more than anything else.
Oh,
right?
She's got a lot of Tonys. Stage and screen. She has been nominated, I think, 5 times. She has 1 Tony. She really has done so much. The Sound of Music, Into the Woods, 9 is the one that she won her Tony for, and she also was in The Sound of Music Live, the televised special, and then Nashville, and what's the recent film? No Hard Feelings. She was in that one.
All right, so she's all over the place talking about social media being poisonous. She was talking about her new show, Laura Benanti. Is it Benanti? How do you pronounce it? Benanti is how it's spelled. Benanti.
Yeah, Laura Benanti. Nobody cares. Right. Her one-woman show.
This is in New York. So she talks about that as she is promoting it. And then she talks about a book called Digital Minimalism by somebody named Cal Newport, which tackles the impact of social media on your mental health and productivity, and why it's a good idea to unplug. It kind of reminds me again of that clip that we keep playing. I don't know that we need to do it here, James, but the clip from Yellowstone where that the young... Well, you can play it. Yeah, let's play it because I think it's worth repeating. If you have not heard this, I've played it a number of times here. It so summarizes what Ms. Benanti is talking about and what a lot of other people are talking about with regard to what's going on with children who are teenagers and people who are in their 20s. This is a clip. This lady plays the wife of one of Dutton's sons, and she's a teacher in a high school. And so she asked the class to go outside because she figures, because they're all doing nothing but looking at social media and their phones when they're in the classroom. So she figures they go outside, maybe it'll be better. But in fact, this is what happens.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
There it is. That's pretty much what Laura Benanti is saying as well. She said, this is, I think this is so poignant, Jay. I'm glad you brought this to my attention so I could talk about it here. Miss Benanti says that we're not meant to communicate with as many people as we communicate with every day. It's just not normal. Our brains don't know how to handle it. Every time we see a notification, it spikes our fight or flight. And it does, doesn't it? Like, look at the people. They get all worked up about stuff they see.
The lizard brain is always engaged.
Right. Yep. So all of our adrenals are tapped all the time. It's unhealthy and scary. Makes me upset and makes me sad. So I don't know how many studies she said need to be done, but
she
underscoring
the
message.
Well, she has the idea of going to the parents within her child's friend group so that they can all band together so nobody ends up being left out. It's not like they're the only one banned from social media.
Yeah. All right.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has a message for Republicans in the House and Senate debating a border bill, which is attached to other national security spending.
As the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. I'm Laura Winters.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. Netflix cracked down on password sharing last year, soon after seeing 14 million new subscribers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Lauren Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
My day.
Don't have to do anything.
Wait,
more than that.
That's what that line's from?
That's what it's from.
I had no idea.
Yes. Hunga bunga. All right. Anyway, I have a lot of things to think about and talk about. We are in the talk business. I am so distracted by everything that there is. As I've gone through the last couple of hours, you know, the usual routine of looking at a whole bunch of sites and trying to figure out what the best angle is on stories that we can talk about on the air. Taylor Swift is everywhere. Everywhere. You cannot go to any social media site and not see her, the story of her bagging her fourth win for the album. We even have it on, if you go to the Good Day show, all of our social media, Jay's posted this stuff everywhere because it is, it's everywhere.
It's history making. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but, so, what do we make with, where does she go from here? She's in her, what, early 30s? Where does somebody who's been this successful...
34, 32?
34, okay. And under the circumstances, by the way, as much as we think about her and Kelce, this weekend is the Super Bowl, so she's apparently singing, she has a couple of gigs in Japan, and one of them is over on Saturday night, and so she's apparently going to fly back for the Super Bowl game. Has there been... So was Kelce in the audience last night? Was there
no,
a focus on him?
He wasn't allowed to go because there's strict guidelines for the team. They have a bunch of practices. They all have to stay together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's under lock and key right now until the Super Bowl.
All right. But has he gone to her? Does he go to any of her performances? Like, she's going to the football games. Does he go to any of her, does he go to her performances when she sings?
Yes, he has seen her air.
Has he? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Just check and make sure that there's a two-way street here.
That it's equal partnership.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Honestly, from what, you can only, nobody knows what's happening behind closed doors. You can only see is in front of everyone. But this seems like the most equally matched pairing of all of her relationships, whether it seems
in
like
what way?
How do you... a true partnership with give and take. Well, it always kind of seemed like other relationships were not hush-hush, but they were kept a little bit out of the spotlight. She didn't go to any events supporting who she was with. The person she was with didn't go to any events supporting what she was doing. And it almost was one of those things where it just seemed like the men she's dated in the past didn't want to have the title of Taylor Swift's boyfriend. They wanted their own title for doing their own things, where Travis Kelce is a secure enough man and secure in his own right and what his own abilities are. He already knows he's an awesome football player. He already knows he's a pro athlete, a Super Bowl champion. He is proud Alpha Foxtrot to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah, so that's fun. Yeah, I have a big smile on my face listening to that. I think...
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example, frankly. This is one of the things. I think Taylor Swift sets a fabulous example for women, for men, for people. She seems to have it all together, her head screwed on right. And in this circumstance, as much as we're here observing and we're talking about what we observe, what we think, what we see, what we feel. And I think you're right. He does seem to be, if we're going to focus on good relationships and healthy relationships, I saw something about Jay-Z and some kookamonga thing. He married some woman 11 months ago, and now they're getting divorced. And is this
Jay-Z?
How much?
Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Jay-Z? No, then who's the other one? The other rapper, not Jay-Z, maybe. I don't remember. It was one of those guys. And maybe that's disrespectful to say that because they all, rappers... As it turns out, see, this is where I dig myself a hole. All rap to me feels like it's the same. I know who LL Cool J is, and I think he is exactly that. He is cool. He's a good actor. He's good. People like him. They like his message. Now, I don't really know what the content of his rap songs are, but I know people like him. He exudes good energy. So when you go to Jay-Z or Puff Daddy or whoever these other guys are, and I know I sure sound like an old fart, but this stuff all sounds the same to me. And it isn't. I know that. Some of it's really nasty. The guy who won, who's the guy that won at the Oscars, the rapper? somebody killed him. George, what was this? What was the guy's
name?
Oh,
the Grammys, Killer Mike. He got three. He Killer received Mike, three right. Grammy Awards and then was escorted out in handcuffs by police officers. Mm-hmm. But I also think to echo kind of what you were saying, Doug, about sometimes certain music just sounds like. I think I don't know what age it is, but I feel like I'm getting there where I turn on the radio and I hear some newer things and I'm kind of like, okay, wait, sounds is it the this same. Artist? Is it that artist? Is it this artist?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and a lot of it sounds exactly like, or you hear the intro music before the lyrics come on, and you think it's one song, and it's actually a different song, and you're like, what is going on? I'm in a time warp.
Well, how can you change? There are only eight notes, and look at all the instruments, and the instrumentation, and the interpretation, the arrangements. I think of Frank Sinatra and all the arrangements of various songs. Yeah, and then I think this weekend I was on the road. I drove 1,000 miles in 2 days, and I was listening to my favorite channels where I could. I like to listen to local radio. If I can't find what I want, I listened to myself a little bit on the Good Day Health shows that I heard on some stations as I'm going around New York State. And then I listened to the 60s channel, the 50s channel, or a couple of other channels on Sirius, and the music puts me in a fabulous place. And yet people said to me, somebody the last time I was complaining about how rap all sounds the same, sent me a note reminding me that all the doo-wop music of the 50s sounds the same. Well, to me, it doesn't, but yet it is. I get that. I know, so I'm just, I should be more open-minded, I guess.
Different genres or different artists, sometimes the same artists, the same bands. Like, there's a thing going around right now where Backstreet Boys, if you pay attention to a lot of their hits, it has the exact same percussion. It's the exact same drum beat across multiple songs. And I think there have been other artists where people are like, every single one of their songs sounds like the exact same song. And it's kind of just like, that's like a little bit of their, that's their footprint. That's their stamp of how you know you hear something before anything comes on. You're like, well, I already know it's going to be this artist because they have this.
You hear it.
Tell.
Right. And you can do that. The Beach Boys are an example of that. Even going back to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, all their intros sounded the same. So, you can. It's comforting to hear that because you know what you're going to get. And is it the same today? Just different genres of stuff? Apparently, there's some value to it, I guess, because it is popular. And look at the winners from the Grammys, some of that stuff. I want to go down a side street here because this weekend is the Super Bowl. So now the Grammys are over, and we're talking about the Super Bowl. And what will be the, who takes home the trophy. I thought it was very nice. The Boston papers today have a note from former New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who basically sent what is a very emotional thank you letter to what he describes and what's often referred to here as the Patriot Nation. So think about what he did when he was the ran the Patriots. Six times they won a Super Bowl. Six! He was there for 24 seasons. So on average, every 4 years he brought home the bacon. That was the greatest accomplishment any head coach had in the history of the National Football League. Now you all know I'm not a fan of football, but I am a fan of people and thinking about how people motivate other people. What makes, you can learn a lot from Bill Belichick if you're a business person and you watch or you understand how he moved that team into the winning place. And it's a study that's done by business schools, right? Mm-hmm. The business schools say, look at this guy and how he motivated his team. And so
he
writes
between Belichick and Tom Brady. Because you notice once they split up, neither one of them were successful.
Right. It was a bad mistake on the part of
Belichick.
Yeah. And there's an interesting. So Tom Brady has responded paying tribute to him, Belichick, as the best coach in the history of the NFL. And so, anyway, it shows you a side. Everybody thinks this guy's a big, tough guy, but the way this comes out the way that you can read between the lines, if you will. This is a very sensitive guy. And maybe that's how he did the motivating as well as he did, because he understood how his teams, how the people are, you know, this guy traveled all around the country, all around the world, and he understood, you know, he studied the opposition, and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm looking at some of the signs that have been at the games after it was announced that he's going to leave. This guy, Jared Mayo, who's going to be the new coach, has the idea of him coming in has gone over like a lead balloon in Boston. Nobody's impressed with this guy. I don't know anything about him, but I know that I don't know anything about football, really. I'm not an expert, but I am I'm a pretty good observer of the human condition and of human beings. And so when I saw this, I thought, here's a guy who's really smart, and this is an insight into who he really was. And I think it helps you understand how he got the best out of the people that were playing, that were working for him. Because that's what they were doing. They were working for him. And he made them better. And therefore the team was better. And therefore it was better for the owner. It was better for all. Everybody was better because of Bill Belichick and the way he managed. So what seems foolish to me is that even though he's 71, how he had a 266 to 121 regular season record, and 30 wins and 12 losses in the postseason. This guy is amazing. So why didn't some other team, why didn't somebody else pick him up? Or maybe he's going to go to work for some company as a motivator. I don't know. But he sure got something going for him, and I wanted to acknowledge that as I look around in my observation post here on the Good Day program, where it's now 48 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on.
And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Arms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's place health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The car mode, if we can, Mondays, and the visitation of one Nick Miles, who runs our AutoExpert.com, travels all around the world to examine cars and pickup trucks and things to help you understand what may be in your best interest when you're buying a new car. And some of the things that are highlights, the old business of Musk and what's going on with him. Shares of Tesla, I noted, Nick, have gone down 10%. This is after the earnings report and the fact that people are buzzing about Musk wanting to pay himself $56 million for running the company. And what is he really running the company, or is he just going to suck $56 million out of it? And so wasn't some judge or something that says, nah, you can't get paid that much. I don't know how it got to court. Do you know any more about that?
Yeah, it was several years ago, actually, wages from several years ago, and as these judges like to go through and evaluate stuff for taxes, et cetera, they just said the payments weren't legal. And I'm not sure of the ins and outs of all this legal stuff, but he basically had to not receive his wages from a couple of years ago because the way that the company had structured it wasn't legal. Well, you'd think if you had that sort of money floating around, you had lots and lots of lawyers, but it was a lot of money. It was millions and millions and millions of dollars.
A lot of money. But it's still a private company. You ought to be able to run it the way he wants. All right, so let's stick with Tesla for a moment because they've recalled, I think we talked about this last week, 2 million cars, safety issues, that sort of thing. The autopilot system may not work. The company has recalled 1.5 million cars that they exported to China because there is a steering system problem. I didn't realize that this car was that popular in China. I don't know whether that tells you something or not. What do you make out of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, Tesla's extremely popular in China. He's the only company in China that actually owns their own factory, because China has a rule that you can only own 49% of anything in the country. And for some strange reason, whoever benefited out of this is Elon got to build his own factory and own his own factory in China, and he owns his own company, which is not how the rest of the American companies do business out there. They have to only own 49%. Of it. But his problems increase now because the American NHTSA, the NHTSA, the highway safety guys, are saying that the safety lighting on the inside of the car is actually not legal. The font is too small, which I get. You know, you've got to be able to see it in the case of emergency, but it seems like a niggly little thing.
Yeah, it seems like there's too much government. That's what it seems like, bottom line. All right, so now let's talk about electric vehicles in general, our favorite focus. These Rivians are selling well, electric truck, electric SUV, and then there's been a test of some other electric vehicles rendering a decision from authorities that the roads in our country are not safe for electric vehicles. How did they come to that conclusion? What's the test about?
Yeah, interesting is actually the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. They've been testing these barriers that go up and down the sides of freeways. And those barriers were built for vehicles that have a center of gravity in a certain situation and they have a certain weight limit. Well, the electric vehicles don't weigh, they weigh a lot more than regular cars, and they also, their center of gravity is a lot lower, and so they purposely crashed electric vehicles into these barriers to see how they did at 60 miles an hour, the guardrail that goes along the side of freeways, and discovered to their horror that the guardrails are not actually built to stop electric vehicles. They either go through them or under them because the center of gravity is so much lower. So they tested the Rivian RT1, and they also tested the Tesla Model 3. The Model 3 actually went under the barrier, and the RT1 crashed through the barrier, which actually leads to a frightening thought that if these vehicles, as we get more and more of them on the road, hit these barriers at 60 miles an hour, you may not stop. You may just keep going, and that's a huge problem if you're a driver of one of these things.
Wow. What a great ad, right? What a great adversary. So how is it that this research apparently aims to inform states on how to protect lightweight gas-powered cars as well as some of the heavy EVs? So what's the takeaway here? That these cars shouldn't be on the road?
Well, you've got to start rethinking how we do safety, and these cars don't match safety that goes on with the rest of the vehicles. So you've got to be careful. Crashing into something with your electric car may not be protected as much as your gas car.
Great. All right, there's another reason to stay the hell away from electric vehicles. Nick Miles on the Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.